Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. It's estimated that 1 in 3 American adults has prediabetes, and 90% of these individuals do not know that they have this condition. To talk about prediabetes and the steps that can be taken to prevent the development of type 2 diabetes is Dr. Alicia Brownfield. She's an associate professor of internal medicine at MUSC. Dr. Brownfield, tell us about prediabetes.
Thank you, Bobby. Prediabetes is a condition that precedes type 2 diabetes. And in this condition, glucose levels are higher than normal, but they don't quite meet the criteria for diabetes.
And who is typically at increased risk of developing prediabetes?
Many adults are at increased risk. If you are 45 years of age or older, you're at increased risk. If you are overweight, if you have a family history of diabetes, in particular a first-degree family relative with type 2 diabetes, if you've had gestational diabetes, then that also places you at risk.
And how is prediabetes typically diagnosed?
Many people find out that they have the condition of prediabetes through blood work that's been done for another reason, because this can be found on a simple blood glucose test that's either part of routine blood work drawn from the arm or a finger stick done in the doctor's office.
If someone is newly diagnosed with prediabetes, what can they do to improve their health?
This is one of the conditions that I actually like to diagnose in patients, because it's something that can be treated and managed and prevent the development of a chronic illness. People who are found to have this condition can do a lot with diet and exercise and actually cut their risk of developing diabetes in half by making some simple changes.
Dr. Brownfield, I understand for individuals with prediabetes who are overweight or perhaps obese, that losing weight can be an important first step. Tell us more about that.
Losing 5 to 7% of your total body weight can be immensely helpful. And taking a look at your diet and cutting out things like sweetened drinks, soft drinks, sweet tea, looking at the white items in your diet, flour, sugar, and rice are the big culprits.
So we're going to reduce those in our diet. And what about exercise?
Exercise is also important. And doing a physical activity such as walking for 30 minutes 5 days a week can make a big impact.
What is it about regular exercise that seems to help in this scenario?
That's a very interesting question, and one that is being researched right now. Insulin in the body is used in many different tissues, and muscle is one of them. So actually using your muscles will help the body to decrease extra insulin, and that is one of the problems that leads to the development of type 2 diabetes. That is too much insulin in the body.
If someone is very dedicated, changes diet, starts exercising, how can they tell if they've made an improvement in their health with regards to prediabetes?
Well, because prediabetes does not typically have any symptoms, that would require a return to a doctor's office or to a health fair or a clinic to have repeat testing done. And we recommend that people have this done at least once a year if they've been diagnosed with prediabetes.
Dr. Brownfield, thanks for this information about prediabetes.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.